So, we were talking about the transition of talking about the 2003 Orioles lineup, and what would the opening day lineup be for 2020? And you and I just did a we both talked a little bit trying to figure out what would your lineup look like. I didn't put together a lineup, but I put together a field.
Oh,
So,
like the positions in the field. Okay.
I didn't have time to build a lineup. Did you build a lineup?
Well, I tried to, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So this might go off the rails real quick because you might need to look some guys up for me.
Oh, geez.
Because to make it interesting, I didn't look it up first, but after we do this, I'll go back and maybe make a new one, and then we can look at those later or whatever.
All
But
right.
yeah, I tried. I don't know if some of these guys are still on the team. Because really, since all this virus stuff has been happening, I'm just like, I haven't been following it as much as I would have in the past, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But
No, so
before we do that, I wanted to ask you, do you think the season's even going to happen? And if it does, how many games do you think they're actually going to play?
I do think a season is going to happen. I'm leaning towards probably less than 100 games. Whatever they can get in between, let's say, July through September, and then obviously playoffs would have to start in September. So,
So that's only what, 3 months?
3 months, yeah, puts it
That's
right
kind
around 90 days, so definitely less than 100 games.
of, yeah. I think it's going to be if they do play. I don't know. I'm still on the fence if they are even going to play this year or
Yeah, we're gonna get off the rails again. Did you see the
not.
the potential restructuring of
Yes, I
baseball?
did. I saw one thing. I saw one version of it. You want to go ahead and
Well, so basically what they did was they took they split all of MLB into three divisions based upon where the teams are. So you had the West, the Central, and then the East. And of course the East consists of us, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Nats, the Phillies. I'm missing some teams here. Oh, the Marlins.
No, they didn't matter. They don't
And
matter
so
anyway.
the MLB basically set up the Yankees just to go ahead and run away with the division again. Their only true competition would have been the Nationals in this case. And somehow the Atlanta Braves are considered central in all of this. So they're not even a part of the East Division if that actually happens.
Where are they now? They're in the East now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in the NL East.
I guess they had to even out the teams. What, like, 10 in each or something, or is it 32 teams?
I think it's I think it's 32. And I still
Football.
think that MLB did that just because they've got the New York Yankees have the MLB in their back pocket, and they wanted to go ahead and organize it so that the Yankees would have an easy street to the World Series.
Okay.
So, anywho, so that's what they're looking at doing with the divisions there. They're going to split it into three. They're going to expand the playoffs. Like I said, in order for those things to start in September, they start in July. Yeah, you're looking at less than 100 games.
And 90 days, you got to have off days. I'm
Maybe.
thinking if they do even play, it's going to be like 60, 70 games. I don't
Yeah. I'm just looking forward to something being back.
know. Yeah. Oh,
So
yeah.
I saw it's officially been 50 days since we've had sports.
Yeah. What was the last sport you watched? Last game or whatever?
The last live game?
Yeah, anything.
Super Bowl?
Whoa, yeah, that's
You know, I
close.
mean, maybe parts of an XFL game, but I never really gave that a chance.
Oh, I did watch some XFL games. I went to a game.
Did you? How was that?
Yeah, I went to a DC Defender game. It was okay. It was like
Were you a part of the beer snake?
no, I was sitting across from that. I did see it though.
Oh.
I was at that game, yeah.
Right.
It was all right. It was almost like there was a you were at the stadium eating and just hanging out, and then there was a football game going on in the background. You know what I mean?
It was a stadium experience with a game in the background.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, nice. That's the best I could say. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And I was actually kind of enjoying some of the games on TV just because there was no NFL on at the time.
Yeah, it was something to watch. Say, right now, I'd give half of my arm and maybe even a toe or two to go ahead and watch an XFL game at this point in time.
Yeah, so. I think the last thing I watched was UFC had a fight night that was an empty stadium. So it was just the fighters and the ref in the ring.
Yeah,
it was a whole card.
I don't think I can watch this whole empty stadium stuff. You never realize how much the fans actually mean to these events until you watch them without them.
Yeah, you start hearing all the little intricate stuff you never hear.
Yeah.
Anywho,
we dove off course, which we are bound to go ahead and do.
Yeah, that's
let's
right.
Get back into this Orioles starting lineup here for their opening day this year.
So how do you want to do that? You want to do one for one, or like you want to read your whole lineup and then I'll read mine, or what?
Well, why don't you go ahead and read your whole lineup, and if you want to go by position, go for it, because that's how I'm going to go, because there's no way I'm going to build a lineup out of this. But if you want to try with your lineup, go ahead, and I'll see if I can see where we match and where we digress.
All right. Yeah, so I did kind of try to cobble together a lineup with what position they'll be playing, which is kind of tough for me. Because I forgot. I mean, I forgot a lot. It's amazing how much I forgot since last time they played. But, so leading off.
Jonathan playing, VR.
Wait, no, he's gone, right?
He is gone.
Okay. That's a shame. He was cool. But I know, you know, maybe for the better. I don't know. Okay, so leading off at shortstop, I got Jose Iglesias.
Okay, see, that surprised me. What do you think about that? I'm surprised you remembered he was on the team.
I heard about that one, you know, when it happened, and I remember him being a pretty flashy glove, so he's kind of exciting to watch.
Yeah.
So I think he'll bring something to that the top of the lineup there. I don't know if he's a leadoff guy or like a number two guy. I forget where he batted in for the White Sox, but I don't really know if the Orioles have another leadoff like staple, do they?
Well, I think they do, but I'll touch on that when I get to him.
So. I must be forgetting about somebody.
You might be.
Which is going to happen. I was thinking that Cedric Mullins, but didn't he get sent down at the end of the last year?
He did. He wasn't hitting for anything. They sent him down to Billy, and he struggled down in Billy as well.
All right, so you want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep on going.
All right, in the two spot, playing left field, I got Dwight Smith Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Still on the team? All right, I'm doing right.
He's representing the Orioles in the MLB The Show Twitter tournament right now, and he made the playoffs. He's actually playing as the Orioles and competing against other Major League Baseball players.
And he's still in the game. And he's still in the
He's in the playoffs with the Orioles.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. Sign of things to come for us.
He's got some cheat codes going or something?
Clearly.
All right, batting third. Center field, Austin Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think he played a little center, didn't he?
He did. He's slated to be our starting center fielder. And
must also
add Alyssa's favorite Oriole now.
Austin. Oh, really? That's her new.
That's her new favorite.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
Apparently, he's cute and he has a nice butt. Is what she said.
All right.
She also fell in love with him 2 years ago at Orioles Fan Fest when he signed her baseball. And she had one of those baseballs with a heart in the stitching. And he signed right in the center of the heart. He says, oh, you want me to sign right here? And boom, that's where it was. So she got over Nick Markakis real quick.
Yeah, it sounds like he kind of forced his way into her new favorite spot there.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as she's shopping local.
All right. Let's move on.
Batting third?
That was Austin Hayes third.
Oh, okay. Batting fourth.
Yeah. Batting fourth, I got Hanser Alberto.
Okay.
Right?
He is still on the team.
That close to where he normally bats?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Now I got him at third base.
At third base?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So fifth, I got Chris Davis coming back strong.
Mm-hmm.
First base.
Now, do you believe in that one? See, because I have a belief that the everybody saying that the pandemic was released by a doctor over in China. Of course, we have our wonderful president calling it the China virus. But what I believe is that all of this was caused by Chris Davis. And the stars aligned of where, you know, Chris was starting to see the ball better. He was starting to hit the ball. He was going to come back. He was going to hit 450 or 60 home runs this season is what was going to happen. And, you know, the baseball gods would just have none of that. So they released this plague upon the entire universe, thus causing Chris Davis to not be able to have this miraculous comeback this season.
I know, isn't that his luck?
Just
the way that worked out, man.
Yeah, poor guy just can't catch a break.
No, nah, but I had faith. I mean, what are you going to do anyway? You got to give him a chance at the beginning of the season. That's just too much money, man. That money they gave him.
You do have to give him a chance. Now, I hear that you mentioned chance. Is that where you were going next?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So go on.
So I got Santander.
Ah, yes. All the wonderful British fans' favorite player.
Yeah. And who knows why? Just some random happening, right?
Well, once again, we already spoke. The stars aligned.
All right, so he's at what? He's at the number six spot?
I think that's where we were.
All right, so then I got your boy Chance Cisco playing catcher, batting seventh.
Mm-hmm. Now, is he playing catcher or is he catching?
He is playing a catcher.
Playing the catcher. Okay.
He's playing a catcher because he's not going to be the catcher for the whole season.
That's fair.
Sorry. So he's just playing the part as a catcher for now.
All right.
And then this is where I'm going to need some help.
All right.
Because it went off the rails here, and I got nobody else. I know that's sad. I've been an Oriole fan for a while, but last year was just like a hodgepodge team.
It really was.
And I cannot think of another name on this team.
All right. So what positions are you missing? It sounds like you're missing, what, second base?
I need a right fielder.
And a second baseman.
No, I got Santander playing second base. I don't even know if he plays second base, does he?
He's an outfielder.
Okay, see.
Come on, man. All the fans out there in left field cheering when he caught a fly ball.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm just talking about
that. My goodness.
All right. So I need a second baseman. I don't have one.
All right. So I'll go through mine in a second. But so no second baseman and no DH.
No DH, yeah.
All right. And
four reasons could be DHs, honestly.
Who's your starting pitcher?
The only guy I know left in the lineup is John Means.
Oh, there you go. I think that's fair. So I did not go to the length that you did for building a lineup. I just kind of went position by position.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go ahead and read you off what I have, and you'll see some slight differences here.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off with our starting pitcher. I agreed with you with John Means.
All right.
John Means business, as his bathrobe showed on the Twitter the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good look up. Catching, I did not take a chance on Chance Cisco, though. I went with Pedro Severino.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At first, of course, I took Crush.
Mm-hmm.
At second base is where I placed Hanser Alberto, though.
Okay.
So my memory serves me as he's a second baseman.
Okay.
Shortstop, I went with your boy Enrique Iglesias.
Okay. I wanted to do this without looking it up just to see if I could name everybody.
Yeah.
And I was convinced his name was
Enrique.
No, not Enrique. I was thinking Julio.
Julio Iglesias.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't come up to the plate with Bayamos, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. as well as if all of Camden Yards doesn't sing along with it, I will also be disappointed.
What was the name of that song? Bayamos.
Bayamos. I. My daughter is the Spanish speaking one in my family, not me.
All right.
So Enrique at short. So at third base, and I'm kind of surprised you don't know this one. And this was the real one. The real Ruiz will please stand up at third base.
You're right. I forgot about him.
Rio Ruiz. So I did pretty good with this. Rio was the only one that I couldn't really. It took me a while to try and remember.
Yeah, I feel bad though. I didn't mind him.
No. And then outfield, finishing up my outfield, I've got Dwight Smith Jr. in left, Austin Hayes in center, and then we're going to move Anthony Santander to right.
Okay.
To complete that outfield. And then for my DH, this is the one where I'm not sure if he's still on the team or not, because both of us obviously have to have one of these, is Renato Nunez.
Oh.
Renato Nunez. We'll have to do our homework and see if he's still on the team or not.
Man, that's sad, isn't it?
Well, Sam, I mean, the only two starting pitchers I could have told you were John Means and Alex Cobb.
Is Cobb healthy and ready to play this year?
That's why I'm starting John Means.
Okay. But Cobb is still on the team.
To the best of my knowledge, yes, Cobb is still on the team. And then the actually, I can think of another Orioles starter. And he will go by the nickname of Whoa Now, Hey Now. And that's Wojciechowski.
Wojciechowski.
Or Mike Wazowski, whichever one you prefer.
I like Mike Wazowski.
I do like Mike Wazowski.
I think it's an
underrated movie.
That's a t-shirt in the making right there.
Yeah. So, noticeably, somebody that was kind of absent from both of our lineups here with the recent news there was Trey Boom Boom Mancini.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our thoughts are with Trey there with the recent announcement of his stage 3 colon cancer. It's kind of shocking how something like that can come up and hit somebody as young as he is. And just like he said, thank God he was an Oriole player, because otherwise he never would have gone and gotten the colonoscopy to go ahead and determine that. So our thoughts are with Trey, and hopefully next season when we're able to get back into the stadium, he'll be back in the stadium ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, I just heard about that the other day. I know they were being a little secretive of it with it at first, but I guess that's understandable.
Oh, yeah, something like that. You have to respect the man's privacy. But,
yeah.
You know, I think all of Baltimore was kind of shaking the gates trying to figure out what in the world was going on with our boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but positive signs is that he seems like he's in positive spirits and he's ready to fight it, and he's looking to get back into spring training next year and be playing with us by next year. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yep. The other thing I noticed today is that we've got the hashtag fight going on, and that's hashtag F16HT. So it's the hashtag fight with 16 in there, almost to the same point of where the Yankees did the respect with the number 2.
Mm.
Not really a fan of the Yankee one, but strangely enough, I am a fan of the Oriole one. So right. Imagine that.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you're up on the Twitter stuff more than I am, but that's cool.
Well, you know, I do run our page. That being said, if you ever want to jump into the wonderful world of Twitter, you're more than welcome to have the handle and go for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Say, approximately 2 hours ago, I tweeted out that we were recording our first podcast in just over 2 hours. With a gif of The Rock saying, "Don't F up."
Well, that didn't happen.
That did not happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to touch on a little bit of football. So we're currently at 23 minutes here. I'm hoping to keep this thing at around a half an hour. Just want to touch very, very briefly on the Ravens draft. Did you pay any attention to that?
No, I did not.
Nothing.
I sound like I'm not a sports fan at all, but really I've just been like locked inside doing my own thing, man, and not paying attention.
Just playing with the cats, huh?
Yeah, playing with the cats and watching too much TV, but not the draft.
Let me catch you up a little bit. So the Ravens had the 27th pick, I think. I think we were around 27. And we were lined up. Say, there was a lot of talk about a linebacker, Kenneth Murray. There was a lot of talk about the Ravens trading up, trying to get a wide receiver. And what we did was we took the probably second-best linebacker in the draft, Patrick Queen. So the Kings of the North now have a Queen at linebacker.
And you're full of it today, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm full of something.
Yeah.
So I think that was a good move. I think it's we definitely got younger there, and we've got a strong defense coming back. It's only going to increase their defense. We still need another pass rusher, but I think it's definitely something we can build on. In the second round, our first second round pick was J.K. Dobbins, who was a running back. Okay. And unfortunately, someone has already broken the news of, or the tweet of, if he gets free and somebody does not go over the broadcast and say, Mr. Dobbins is free, he is a free back. I really, really just don't want to see that.
I don't get that one. Dobbins.
And Mr. Dobbins. You have to think of our friend has formerly had a dog named Mr. Dobbins.
Oh, Dobby, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We do not want Mr. Dobbins to be free.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need Harry Potter references in my football.
I wasn't thinking along those lines, you know?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, somebody said it, and it's been stuck in my head for 3 days. Anywho, so we got him. We had an opportunity to go ahead and take a wide receiver. Last name was Mims, who will have been a huge target for Lamar, but we decided to go with a running back. And a lot of Ravens Nation is a little bit thrown off by it. You know, we've got Mark Ingram. What do we need a running back for? But what a lot of people are forgetting is when we had Willis McGahee, we also drafted Ray Rice. And that worked out pretty well for us up until his incident.
Well, those running backs, man, you need like a handful of them.
You do.
Because somebody's going to tear an ACL or whatever.
Well, let's hope not.
It's going to happen.
And, well, in that case, as long as it's a running back and not a quarterback, I'm okay with that. So they took a linebacker and they took the running back.
Okay.
And then right as their next pick was supposed to happen, this kid Mims was still on the board. And the pick before us, the Jets went ahead and took Mims.
Okay.
So we just missed out on hitting our running back and our wide receiver. Had we done that, we literally would have stolen the draft and would have just completely owned it. Although the ratings on it and the grades on it are extremely positive as it is. But that could have been one of our best drafts since the Ravens drafted Lewis and Ogden in the first round. Yeah, that would have been huge. Mm-hmm. But then again, only time will tell. Maybe this guy will be a bust. And since Mims is playing on the Jets now, he probably will be.
Oh, yeah. He just went to a land of no return there.
Yep.
Those guys just seem to go out there and, like, they either get traded or they just die out there, man.
Well, you know what's interesting is the fact that the Jets knew to take Mims because we were right behind them. And if you look at what the Jets structure is, the Jets structure, I believe their GM was formerly with the Ravens organization in another position. And, of course, they're taking all of the former Ravens and building their team with them. It's been in the Jets playbook for years, Bart Scott and Judon. So it just seems to be the way that the Jets do things.
Yeah, they got Rex Ryan. He's picking them off.
Yeah, that too. Although I think Ryan's been gone for a little bit.
Well, you know, his mentality is still there.
yeah, it is. That's why we're still losing. But anywho, so the Ravens ended up drafting a linebacker, running back, and they did get a couple of receivers a little bit later on in the draft, but nothing to write home about. Guys that are about your size, maybe a couple inches shorter than you. So nothing. I'm not real impressed with the wide receivers. I still think we need to go out and get somebody. I'm kind of curious because something that peaked up right before the draft was that the Ravens were in, I don't know if you heard about this one or not, but the Ravens were in on DeAndre Hopkins right before he got traded to the Cardinals.
Really? No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so they that broke out on Twitter, and that the Ravens were in on it, but the Texans did not want to trade into the AFC, so they traded him to the Cardinals.
Okay.
So, hey, could you imagine that? Can you imagine Lamar having Hollywood on one side and Hopkins on the other?
Yeah, that's a good idea, but he still needs to prove that he can air it out all season, you know?
It's a whole matter of what they were planning on. They were planning on him running, so he threw it. They were planning on him throwing, so he ran it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gonna go into the game with the mentality of I'm gonna do this, and he goes ahead and switches it up to whatever he needs to win. So we just need to get this season going, get these games started, and get to the playoffs, and then go ahead and jump over that hurdle of winning a playoff game.
Yeah, man, they had a good chance last year. It's gonna be hard to recapture that magic.
Well, see, they ran into a wall with
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. I was trying to think of the running back from there.
Derrick Henry.
There you go. So they ran into a brick wall named Henry. Yeah. Oh, Henry. But so that's about all I had. Did you have anything else for this week?
No. I mean, we can do some stuff next week. We can
try and have an uninterrupted podcast.
Yeah, well, you're a busy man. Yeah, you're an important man on the scene and on Twitter. So
clearly,
you got
as I'm currently looking at my notifications of zero.
Oh, come on now! Wait, up on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know what? There's one more thing. Say, I did promise when I said that we were going to do this podcast that we would have some dodgeball reminiscing.
Okay.
So, I want you to, and you're putting you on the spot here.
Mm.
I want you to tell me your favorite dodgeball moment.
Okay. Yeah, you did put
from
me on.
From the days of when we traveled and played in dodgeball tournaments up and down the East Coast and going over to Vegas. And what was your favorite in-game dodgeball moment?
In-game dodgeball moment.
In-game.
All right. You did put me on the spot here.
I did.
Well, before you said in-game, I was thinking it's more of a favorite moment involving you, but when we were in Vegas and we were playing the giant everybody versus everybody game, which is like, what was it, like 50 on 50?
Yeah, it could have been more than that. So there's a lot of people on the court.
So you were out there. I think I'd already gotten out. I was watching from the sidelines or whatever. But I was watching you out on the court in a half-cut-off shirt. Your belly was sticking out. You were wearing Daisy Duke jean shorts. You had this long, like, mullet wig on. And you were growing this mustache. And you were just dancing all over the court, where all these guys were trying to be serious and play their big 50-on-50 game. So,
dodgeball is a serious sport. Yeah. And that's what we had difficulty learning.
Yeah, but that sticks out in my mind right now. Maybe I'll think of another one for next time and give you a serious one.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll go back and we'll reminisce on that next week.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, Matt, I'd like to thank you for joining me for this first weekly podcast.
Sure.
Hopefully I will have this out tomorrow for everyone to enjoy. And maybe I'll plug in some of these blooper reels as well.
Mm-hmm.
And say if I don't talk to you beforehand, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Do this again.
All right, man. Take care.